Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Tentacle Floating Induction. This almost gentle file starts out with the wonderful sensation of floating in the ocean. See, if you're perfectly relaxed, your body can easily float. The human body weighs in such a way that it floats on salt water. And all you have to do is relax. That wonderful feeling of relaxation warmly spreading through your body can begin now. That gentle feeling of letting go of your tension and stress is beginning to spread. In the right place, the ocean has a perfect temperature, slightly cool, but also warm. And with the sun high above you, it's too bright to keep your eyes open. So imagine yourself laying on your back, floating. Starting at the beach, but because it feels so relaxing and enjoying the gentle movements of the ocean waves, you are gently but firmly pulled out deeper and deeper into the ocean, where first around you other people still existed and played. Step by step, you are further and further out into the ocean, where no one else exists. So you relax. From your fingertips to your toes, your arms, your legs, your back, your hips, your neck, your head, everything relaxes, spread out, floating, innocent, vulnerable. The water carries you, it lifts you, it keeps you afloat. The rays of the sun caress your skin, dancing across your eyes. Sometimes flashes of red, reflections of the wave. Until you suddenly feel a strange pressure around your wrists and ankles. And this pressure seems to slide along your legs and your arms. Both your ankles, both your wrists, something is wrapping around them. But you're too relaxed to fight it right now. You're just too relaxed to even feel fear. You can feel the strange pressure moving, tentacles touching. They have the exact same temperature as the water. It felt no different than sometimes a wave sloshing some water across your skin. But the tentacles move. You can feel their pressure sliding along your skin, wrapping around your lower legs, your lower arms, flowing over your knees and your elbows. Completely wrapping themselves around your whole arms and legs, and starting to rub against more sensitive places. The sensation is far from unpleasant. In fact, the little movements of water across your skin already felt so nice and tingly. A random wave that would just move along your chest could have you sigh. And the alternating warmth of the sun and cool of the water also tantalized your crotch. But the tentacles move, they rub, they caress. They touch you at certain places where they know they get a response. Your mind is definitely floating. Your body tingly, sensing, feeling. And then you start to feel weight around your waist, as if a stronger, larger tentacle is wrapping itself around your midriff and is starting to pull you down. There's a moment of panic as you can feel water flowing across your body, being pulled under the waves. You sputter a little bit, but your arms and legs are completely encased and you cannot fight the tentacles that pull you deep. And soon you feel something placed over your mouth, helping you to breathe. You don't know what it is because you cannot open your eyes with the water all around you. The air that you breathe tastes sweet. There's something inside of it. It's sweet and moist, but the air itself feels easy to breathe. But with every breath you realize that you're breathing in an aphrodisiac. Your body responds. Your mind responds. You're being pulled further and further, deeper and deeper into the ocean. You can almost feel the pressure of the water increasing as you're being pulled fathoms deep. You can breathe, but you can barely. Your body is being pulled further and further into the abyss. You sense that the temperature of the water is cooling as you're being pulled further and further, but the coolness of the water is irrelevant as your body keeps getting hotter. Tentacles rub, caress, pull and push. they only add to the frustration, they only add to the desire, they only make you more aroused. With every breath, the tentacles pull you deeper, pull you further underneath the waves of the surface. The sounds of the ocean have almost completely faded away. You're so deep. There's nothing left to resist, there's nothing left of your mind, just the pleasure, the aphrodisiac, the desire just rampages along your mind. There's nothing you can do to resist. Somehow you feel a voice in your head as you're being pulled deeper and deeper, further and further. And it's a clear male voice, completely unlike the tentacles, and yet perhaps related. You hear my voice deep under the ocean, pulled further and further into the abyss. Your mind has no choice but to listen, grasping at the one straw of normality in this insanity of sensation. And my voice pulls you in. It tells you to listen, to follow, to enjoy, to feel pleasure. And if my voice follows, you will just be pulled in deeper and deeper, unable to resist. And if my voice doesn't follow, you'll simply awaken thinking it was all but a bad dream, but a bad dream that made you feel so good. We'll see what happens. If now is the time that you're pulled deeper, or you'll awaken from your dream, we'll see. I'm sure you want to listen to me.